Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. 17th century Italian music is our topic for this program. I'm going to concentrate on the music of Chiara Cozzolani, but midway through the program, we'll listen to another 17th century composer, Barbara Strozzi. Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, that's C-O-Z-Z-O-L-A-N-I, was born in 1602, and in celebration of the 400th anniversary of her birth, Musica Omnia has just released a world premiere recording of her music. It is her Vespro della Beata Vergine, Second Vespers for the Feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin, and it will be performed by a marvelous group from San Francisco called Magnificat, which consists of 8 female singers, a violone, a theorbo, which is a lute-like instrument, an organ, and conductor Warren Stewart. Cozzolani was one of the few female composers of the Baroque era whose music has survived. Her psalms and motets were highly respected in Italy during her lifetime, though they have rarely been performed since. A little later in the program, we'll learn more about Cozzolani, but I'm eager to get to the music. So right now, I'll just tell you a little bit about the piece we're going to hear, the Vespro della Beata Vergine. Vespers is a devotional service celebrated every evening of every day. It dates from the 6th century and is still practiced today. It consists of the chanting of psalms, a short scriptural reading, a hymn, and the canticle of Mary, the Magnificat. Each psalm is framed by a short chanted piece called the antiphon. The antiphons are specific to a particular day of the week or a particular feast. Motets can also be included in the Vespers service. They are smaller than the psalm settings and are more intimate. Generally, they are for 1 to 4 voices. Some are freely written sacred poetry, and some were probably written by Cozzolani herself. By the way, Cozzolani was among the very earliest composers to use tempo indications in her music. Now, let's hear the beginning of the Vespers. O God, make speed to save me.
Oh.